أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ادع إلى سبيل ربك بالحكمة والموعظة الحسنة وجادلهم بالتي هي أحسن إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Allah spoke of some of his attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to Ibrahim alayhi salam as an ummah, that he was an entire community by himself and within himself. He possessed all the attributes and qualities that are possessed by an entire ummah, by an entire community. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was ummatan, an ummah within himself. In the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lays down for us the methodology that we should employ when we give da'wah and invite people towards Islam and try and influence them to come closer to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and of course by extension the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ud'u ila sabili rabbik, invite towards the way and the path of your Rabb. Invite and call, give da'wah towards the way of your Rabb, the sabil of Allah. Bil hikmah, number one, through wisdom. Use wisdom wal maw'idatil hasana. And number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and good counsel. So that your methodology, your approach, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, must be planned. It must be calculated. It must be measured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use wisdom in the way you call people towards Islam and bring them closer to Allah. And number two, use good words. Al-maw'idha al-hasana. We know that perhaps no human committed the crime that was committed by Fir'aun. He committed the worst of crimes. What was the crime that he had committed? He had claimed divinity for himself. He had claimed that he himself was Allah, that he was Rabb. Ana Rabbukumul A'la. That's what he says. I am your Rabb, the highest. There's no Rabb that is greater than me and higher than me and above me. Yet when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Musa and his brother Harun alayhim as-salam to Fir'aun, what does he tell them? وَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. When you go in front of Fir'aun, speak to him gently. Speak to him kindly. Speak to him with good words. لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ. Why? Because that approach will allow him to think and to heed and to perhaps listen. Don't use a harsh approach. Don't use a stern approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالْمَوْعِبَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ. Use good words. وَجَادِلْهُمْ. And you, if you have to argue with them, if you have to get involved in an altercation with them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَجَادِلْهُمْ. And argue with them بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ, through the best possible way and through the best possible means. Don't become vulgar. Don't raise your voice. Don't use vulgarity. Don't use obscene talk. Don't start ridiculing. Don't start abusing. A Muslim is above all of that. And he is beyond all of that. And the perfect example is in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, جَادِلْهُمْ, and confront them, argue with them, debate with them, بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنْ, through a means and through a methodology that is the best. هِيَ أَحْسَنْ. The thing is not to win the argument, it's to win the person. Sometimes we feel it's all about winning the argument and winning the debate. But in the process, we have lost the person. We have turned the person away from Islam. Why? We might have come with the best argument and presented the best proof and evidence before the person, that maybe the methodology, maybe we mocked him, maybe we mocked his religion, maybe we mocked his deen, maybe we mocked his belief, which he grew up with. So never does a believer use that approach. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, use that approach which is the best. Inna rabbak huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabili. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best who is misguided and who has gone away from the path of Allah. Wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Allah knows best who will be rightly guided. Guidance is not in your hands. You don't know this person who you are debating with and arguing with and who you are trying to persuade and call towards the deen of Islam, whether he will fall in the category of those who are misguided and remain misguided, or he will be from amongst those who will attain hidayah and will be rightly guided. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is totally and only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah grant us the understanding.